Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. This is our 5-minute reactions to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This is also a special episode because we're not moving anywhere. We're actually sitting in a single location. We're not in a car. I mean, theoretically, we could do this in a car, but it'd be weird. So I'm here. I have Evan here.
Hi.
I have James here.
Yo.
I have John here.
Hey.
And an extra special guest from the board game side of the house. We have Linda here.
Hello.
And so we're going to quick go around the room and take the temperature of, everybody regarding Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I will go last. Evan.
Okay.
Are you in or are you out? Are you going to buy? Do you want this or do you not?
I want it.
All right. Fair enough. So,
all the way.
So thumbs up from you?
Yes.
James.
Definite thumbs up.
Did you pre-order it already?
I'm literally on my phone pre-ordering it right now.
Okay. Linda.
Yes.
So this, you will probably not play this game.
Correct.
But that's okay. What did you think of it? Well, actually, wait, before we get your thoughts, hold on. John, in or out?
I'm also going to be on my phone shortly pre-ordering it. I have 2 thumbs up and then 2 big toes, if possible.
That's weird. But it's all right, so you like it. All right, I'm also all in. I was all in as soon as he did the freaking respawn wall run. I was like, okay, yes. Fine. Linda.
Yes.
So this isn't the game you're going to play, but what were your thoughts while you were watching this? I mean, I know you like Star Wars.
Yes.
So give me some feelings.
So it really felt like a lot like watching the movies and things. I mean, that's what I like about these RPG games. Even though I don't play them, it's like watching a show. And so I enjoy sitting watching them, and it just was really, really neat looking. Telling more of that story. Cool action.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's canon, like, they're making more Star Wars story. That's neat. And also, I just putting myself in their shoes, that's got to be really cool because they were the lead designers, and I'm sure a lot of the developers, are of an age where they probably never thought in a million years they were going to have an opportunity to create true-to-canon Star Wars stuff. I took some pictures and put them up on the Instagram. I got a nice boomerang of some lightsaber combat action. I think from our perspective, I think the best part I saw was the... Okay, sorry about that. Unexpected telephone call in the middle of recording. I guess that's the hazard of recording a podcast using a telephone. So... what I was saying, and I think we were in agreement while we were kind of editing things in between, the thing I loved about this is he was fighting with a lightsaber, he was fighting stormtroopers and big spiders and stuff, no gore. Linda, you were looking for it. Did you see anything?
No, I was really trying to see the level of it, to see the comfort level with the kids watching, and it honestly felt even, like we were saying before, less than... what was in the movies. Like, I didn't see any red for representing blood or any kind of gore whatsoever.
Which is pretty awesome, I think. I mean, I don't know if that was an option that they, you know, were using or if that's just the default status of the game, but I guess...
And it still looked dramatic. It wasn't like it took away not having it there. It was still dynamic as anything.
It was not... it's not like it took away from anything to the point where we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Like, it was very clear that those guys were... They were not coming back. So, Evan.
Yes.
What did you think? Like, is this... obviously, you said you were in, you want to play it. This game comes out November 15th, according to what they said. That's the same day as Pokemon Sword and Shield. If you had to make a choice...
Pokemon.
Okay, so Pokemon. So, you're not that all in. You're, like, mostly in?
No, I'm in. I'm all in, but Pokemon is more important.
I mean, I guess that's fair. The rest of us, though, I feel like, oh, man, this was so cool.
Hopefully it gets delayed.
No.
No. That is what I want, so I can play Pokemon
will be
and
delayed.
Then this.
They're definitely not delaying Pokemon.
Pokemon Star is released around then.
It was Uncharted with lightsabers.
Yes.
And yeah.
That is all I ask for in a game.
That's
Drake
all.
In space.
James, is there some kind of like special edition up where you're pre-ordering it right now?
On that page as we speak.
Is it the special? What's in it?
So GameStop has an exclusive Black Series figure bundle. You get a 6-inch collectible figurine exclusive to GameStop. They don't tell you what the figure is yet.
I bet you it's the dude, though.
I'm sure it's the main character.
Or it's one of the Inquisitor guys.
Yeah, with the cool double lightsaber-like things. Yeah, but I'm definitely getting
one of those two.
Just because.
Maybe even both. Because, I mean, black figures aren't. How much is a Black Series Star Wars figure? Are they usually like
$11?
Yeah, so I mean, it might have multiples. Who knows? That's not a bad
bundle. It is not cheap, though. It's $92.
So it's probably $99, and they're just discounting it for themselves for the first day. I mean, $100 for a collector's edition is about the going rate.
You also get a director's cut suite of behind-the-scenes features and content, and additional in-game cosmetic items for your character.
So I can make myself pink?
Maybe. Get some cool lightsaber stuff, too.
Sounds pretty
Rainbow
awesome.
Rainbow lightsabers.
Yep.
For everyone.
Yep, because we're totally going to get that past Disney's licensing department. 100% rainbow lightsabers.
Because it's canon.
Could be a special, you know, crystal.
Sure. You're right. I mean, listen. I'm down. No, there are no cops. You know?
Yeah.
There are no cops. And I'm fanboying because Greg Miller just responded to my comment on one of my Instagram things. So I'm having heart palpitations right now. So as you can tell, everyone here is all in. We are obviously going to have more impressions. We have an article being written by an actual super hardcore Star Wars fan. So we're going to have that article going up later on today. Everybody, I hope you have a great day. We are going to watch more EA. We're going to have much more to talk about FIFA, Madden. So hang tight, and we will talk to you later. I would remind you to get your family game on, but there's probably not enough time. So just have a great day. Stay cool. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Bye. Bye.